All right, joining me now is JJ and Christy Hutchinson. Guys, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, did you guys hear, JJ, did you hear Michael Yon praising you guys' work?
I missed it, but I am a huge, that makes me happy because I am a huge Michael Yon fan. Been for a long time.
What is your website, JJ? Because I know you have a trailer there for your movie. What's your website?
I do. For the trailer, it's going to be thisistreason.com.
There it is. Thisistreason.com. Let me just share a little bit of the trailer that will set the stage for our conversation. Christy was with us last week. JJ, first time. Watch this. Here we go.
I'm going to take you on a journey that's going to prove that Joe Biden and his administration are traitors, and they have committed treason against America. I only have one question for you. But before I ask that question, I want to take you back in time. We're going to transport everyone back to January 19th, 2021, the day before Joe Biden takes office. And I'm going to stand before you, and I'm going to say I came from the future, 4 years from now, and I'm going to tell you what this man's going to do. First day in office, he is going to sign 94 executive orders to eviscerate every immigration policy Donald J. Trump has put into effect. He will take a border that was the most secure border in American history and turn it on its head. Within 4 years, Joe Biden will have arrested over 12 million people. 250,000 of them will be special interest aliens, which in other words, in layman's terms, terrorists. They will be arrested and released. Since the time he's become president in the 4 years, Joe Biden has created the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. He will have arrested and released over 500,000 unaccompanied alien children called UACs. Their ages are from infancy to 17 years old. They just release them to a nation that is the number one consumer of child pornography. Connect the dots. Our government is destroying America from within. I will not stand by and allow it to happen. That's why I'm going to go to across the nation, and I'm going to show you the manifestation of this treason. You're going to see crime that you can't even fathom. You're going to see the degradation of the social benefits and welfare for American citizens being ripped from them and given to illegal aliens. You're going to see cities like Chicago and New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and you're going to see them divert tens of millions of dollars. In New York City, they're going to divert almost $12 billion for illegal aliens.
Wow, I'm going to hold it right there just so because of time. Again, the website, folks, is thisistreason.com. Christy was with us the other night. We got quite the response. I want to pick up on this. You talk about the, all the illegal immigrants, all the money being spent. Christy was detailing all of the empty camps. Michael Yon and I were just talking about that. He was talking about Anthony Rubin, who's put up drones and has shown us all of these camps, many of them sitting empty all over Texas. Many, many, many of them we've shown on the screen. You are also involved in this research. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I believe that we're watching evil in front of us. We're seeing the complete, total transformation of the United States of America, and they're using illegal immigration as a vehicle to do it. Ask yourself something. If there are 40,000 ICE beds and they are almost all empty, why is Mayorkas, who is a traitor, in front of Congress demanding more and more and more money for more beds? Because they're not going to put illegal aliens in those beds. It's just common sense. Look, I was just in New York City filming our documentary. I bumped into migrant shelters, illegal alien shelters across the city, busting at the seams. But then I go just a little bit outside the city to Floyd Bennett Field, and there is a $28 million facility just built last year that holds anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 people, and it's empty. I was there. There's about 10, 20, 30 people. That's all I saw. I saw less than 10 workers. There should be a buzz in that place. There should be thousands of people milling around the town and outside the contamination zone, if you will. And then there should be hundreds of workers working and moving around, bringing in food, bringing out trash, everything, nothing. So ask yourself a question. Do you trust your government after everything they have done to us, everything they've lied to us about? And now, as Christy has said, and Michael Yon has said, there are bids out for detention facilities to be built in every state of the union. Why? Who are they going to put in there? I think those are honest and intelligent questions to ask somebody.
And what do you think?
Of course, no one will answer it.
What do you think the answers are, JJ?
They're not building them for illegal aliens. So the only other people they could be building them for is us, the dissidents, the people that will not get vaccines. Listen, you just had the New York governor, Hochul, say, well, you have to take these vaccines in the future because the law just now has granted me the power to have it. So if you don't have it, you don't take it. Now you're an enemy of the state. You're gonna contaminate people. Well, we need to put you in a camp. Is that too far-fetched? Have we all forgotten about the Japanese Americans?
Not after we saw, well, exactly, the Japanese Americans, but not after we saw how they act with COVID and telling us arresting moms sitting outside, watching their child play football and watching a mom, as is in my documentary, Brainwashed America Part 2, and she's getting tased and arrested because she's not wearing a mask outside. Watching people get arrested who are not separated far enough because they're outside singing a hymn service at a church, and yet they get arrested. No, we saw things happen during COVID we only thought would happen in the former Soviet Union. So we know our government, and we know this shot is killing people. We know it's damaging people, yet they keep pushing it. Now, I don't know what these camps are for. I do know that this group here, if you want to show it, Reagan, this is Foreign Affairs. Foreign Affairs is the magazine of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is not a right-wing publication. This is the publication of the globalist. This is the publication of the globalist. I'm going to have Patrick Wood on about this tomorrow. But here is Foreign Affairs magazine, okay, a globalist publication, stating on June 10th, terrorism warning lights are blinking red again, echoes of the run-up to 9/11. So are they, Christie, expecting a massive terrorist attack? Are they thinking they're going to have to get a bunch of Americans out of major population centers? Is that another possibility? And would that be a great way to get people to voluntarily herd up and be contained?
Well, it's imminent. That is what's going to happen. It's imminent that we're going to have a terrorist attack on our soil. Make no mistake. When you have Christopher Wray and others using language matters. The reason why they come out, they're getting ahead of what's getting ready to happen. That's what the government does. So they can spin up whatever narrative they want to push out to the American people. Me and my team have been reporting on the terrorist activity since 2020, quite frankly, just before, after the election, the stolen election. And this was pre-planned. This is premeditated. This is a military operation. Make no mistake. Our federal government is involved in a mass military operation against the American people. And when you look at even what Michael Yon said before, you know, you have to almost go back to 1956. And under the newly elected, ushered in CIA director, Alan Dulles, he is the brainchild, by the way, in the creation of what we call brain warfare. And back then, we were using radiological, we were using biological experiments, and they've crafted it now with all of this new technology, right, and computer systems, just like your previous guest, Michael Yon, said, and the author of Indoctrinated Brain. And
by
so,
the way, just so anyone thinks that you're not speaking truth, last year I did two or three one-hour radio shows over the course of 2 to 3 days, an hour a day, on all the false flag events our own government pulled off on the American people. A lot of it was military, and the military was testing on civilians. In fact, it's funny you mentioned that, Christy, because I just found this article today from Business Insider. That is also not a right-wing publication. Look at what Business Insider published back in 2015. The Army tested, quote, germ warfare, end quote, on the New York City subway by smashing light bulbs full of bacteria. On June 6, 1966, a group of U.S. Army scientists made their way into the 7th and 8th Avenue lines of the New York City subway. Some carried air sampling machines and boxes on belts. Others carried light bulbs. The light bulbs were packed with about 175 grams of whatever this bacteria is. Then it had a different name, and approximately 87 trillion organisms in each. The plan was to shatter them and then use the sampling machines to see how they spread throughout the subway tunnels and trains. This test was one of at least 239 experiments conducted by the military in a 20-year germ warfare testing program that went on from 1949 to 1969, these experiments that used bacteria to simulate biological weapons were conducted on civilians without their knowledge or consent. The standards in direct violation of the Nuremberg Code, which stipulates that, quote, voluntary informed consent, end quote, is required for research participants. And I could go back through and show you where they were spraying stuff off of the Bay of San Francisco onto San Francisco, all kinds of places. So just so the audience knows, she's speaking truth here about this. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Brandon, in military operations, it's something, and JJ knows this because JJ was in a federal agency of the Border Patrol. There's something called collateral damage. And collateral damage is an assessment that is calculated by military upper echelon, and the green light is given. And they allow so many civilians as part of their operation to be killed or injured or maimed or whatever. And so they've assessed where their comfort zone is in the United States of America, how many American citizens will be allowed to fall under collateral damage. And so this is evil. They have a plan in place. It's been in place for decades. We are so far behind the curve because we have we've allowed infiltration into the highest levels of all of our agencies, from the grassroots all the way up to the highest level. We are going to suffer terrorist attacks. We are going to have chaos events. We are going to have, quote unquote, the Summer of Love 2.0 leading up, especially to the election of 2024. They know that they cannot allow President Donald J. Trump to get back into office because it would be another disruptor. And so I personally believe, looking at everything, that it is a huge plausible scenario that we're going to have multiple type attacks plus chaos in the streets so they can usher in martial law. And once martial law is ushered in, they can say it's because we have to secure our free, fair elections. You know, the government is really good about tying things up in really pretty red bows and packages and label them really well to lure the people and brainwash them into thinking this is good for them. Anything that the government at this point tells you, the American people or the world, quite frankly, it's not healthy for you. It is a lie, and you better beware. And we have to understand this is a military tactical operation to bring down the United States of America.
I agree. Muckraker, that is Anthony Rubin. JJ, this is right up both of your alleys, but yours for sure, with your background in border. He was on Jesse Waters last night, and he says that under the Biden administration, this program, this one about unaccompanied children, they've lost track of about now over 100,000 children. We've had HHS whistleblower Tara Rodas on here about that. A government insider provided us with a list of thousands of addresses where these children have been delivered. We went out knocking on doors in search of the missing children. The homes we visited are in some of the worst areas of the country. In our upcoming report, we'll show that the stories these children told us and confront the individuals and organizations responsible for delivering these children across the country. What we understand is they are showing up at houses that are dilapidated and nobody lives in. These are fake addresses. Where are these 85,000 to 100 unaccompanied minors, JJ?
They're lost. They're gone. They never existed. They just never existed. And when you look at those numbers, 85,000, 100,000.
When you say they never existed, you're not saying they weren't real children.
No. They are real people, but they never existed because they don't matter. Nobody's who's calling for those children. Okay, let's just go. Let's bring it down to one. One child in Indiana, she's 12 years old in middle school. She goes missing. Everyone's going to hunt for her. Her parents are going to be screaming day in and day out. And there's going to be posters everywhere in Indiana. Do you see any posters anywhere?
No.
Do we have any? Where's the parents? Well, because the truth, the real dirty truth here is that the parents of these children that are not kidnapped are selling them or renting them in Central America to adult males in the cartels so the adult males can come in and be a family unit.
Now, JJ, listen. I'm 55. I grew up living in D.C. for 8 years. I was 4 years old being taken to the house gallery with my twin sister, with my parents, my mother mainly, bringing friends and relatives who would come through town to tours. I grew up watching members of Congress and the House side, the Senate side. You know, we would go in and listen to these hearings, Senator Kennedy sitting up there, you know, overseeing a hearing, whatnot. what I'm trying to say is, I could have never imagined a day and time when someone would say to me back in 1980, there'll come a day when 85,000 children from outside the U.S. have been brought into the U.S. and they're gone. They're missing.
Brennan,
I would say members of Congress and the Senate, regardless of party, will all stand up and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute, what do you mean? And this would be a national headline. This would be like a red alert. This would be like, this is a disgrace. It's embarrassing. It's tragic. It's an event that's historic in nature. And every American would be glued to the TV to find out who is behind it, who is dropping them off, who is being paid, and where are the 85,000 children? But if you go on the streets tonight, Christy, and ask the average American, did you know there are 85,000 to 100,000 missing unaccompanied minor children in America who are brought in here into the U.S.? They would have no clue what we're talking about, JJ. Or Christy. Well, go ahead, Christy.
I think, first of all, we have to be very clear on the number. It's a heck of a lot more than 100,000.
Yes. What do you think missing. It is? Yes. What do you think it is?
It's well over, in my estimation, over 185 to 200,000 children that are missing. And these
are those children underground? Are they in someone's house?
Some of them are dead, unfortunately. No, are they like
in some dungeon somewhere? Are they in someone's house? Are these kids being sold and raped multiple times a day?
Yes.
Even more horrific, sacrificed. I've been in stash houses where there's literally sacrifices have been made. Organs cut out, children being sent to slaughterhouses for their organs to be sold on the black market. This is pure evil.
So if all that's going on, Christy, and there's basically other than you and a few of the people out there that are raising voices on this, are you telling me the same government that knows this is happening would not be so corrupt and evil as to build camps to throw the people in who are opposing their agenda?
I'm going to go one further. Not only do they know what's happening, they are the facilitators of the largest human trafficking crime organization ever in the world, in the history of the world.
Which is what Tara Rodas, the former HHS whistleblower, says every time she comes on here.
It's disgusting. I know JJ and I, we sat down in Michigan not too long ago, and we had a long conversation about human trafficking. And I know he's been all over the border. He's a border agent. He has seen some of these atrocities. He can certainly talk to it. But you have to understand, these children are property. They mean nothing to them. They're an end to the means of financial gain for the cartels. And quite frankly, money laundering, it is the biggest money laundering, just like weapons. It's money laundering to give back bribes, quid pro quos. I mean, we could really get into the weeds here. This is corruption at the highest of levels. And again, it's evil, and it's also treasonous acts. And I would like to know where the Me Too movement is. Where's all these individuals and all of these organizations who are raking in multi millions of dollars, even the so-called organizations for anti-human trafficking and child rescue? I can tell you right now, and JD, I would really like for you to chime in on this, because when you've got $47 million in your coffers, I can tell you right now, me and my teams, if we had even $1 million, we have very special things that we can do that we won't talk about. But I make no mistake, we can go in, not only can we rescue, but we can start cutting off the heads of the snake and stop this atrocities.
JJ, you want to comment?
No, she's absolutely correct. And I'm going to just push back on one number, okay? Mm-hmm. There are now 500 to 600, probably around 600,000 children, unaccompanied alien children, UACs, that have come into the United States, been arrested and released. The people I'm talking to and that I know, they believe that we are 85, 90% of all the children that we arrest and released are lost, gone. They have no idea. I'm talking to individuals that are now claiming to me that they're taking children out of Texas detention facilities, illegal alien detention facilities, by the hundreds, driving them to airfields in El Paso, Texas, and flying them out in private charter jets. Hundreds of them in the middle of the night. They are forbidden to talk to the pilots or the flight attendants, and the flight attendants are forbidden to talk to any of the children or the escorts. And they're flying them into the middle of the night, dropping them off. And this is very crucial. As my guy tells me, I drop them off, not at airports anymore. There's rental cars waiting for me on the tarmac. And then I take black children to white mother. I take Chinese Asian children to black parents. And I take Hispanic children to Asian parents, meaning everyone I'm delivering, they are not relatives. Instead of embracing and crying of happiness and joy, he said it was a business transaction. I was turning over people, kids, to people that had no emotion at all. It was a business transaction. They were receiving a product. Now, why would you do that in the middle of the night? Why would you spend tens of millions of dollars to fly hundreds of children out into the United States of America? Because if you really dig deep and you open your brain and you don't sit there and try to ward away all those evil thoughts, and you're just honest with yourself. And as Christy said, the United States of America government, not the American people, but the government, is the largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history.
Indeed.
The United States of America is the number one child consumer of child pornography. Do the math. Just do the math. Connect the dots. It all is connected. And ask yourself something. If you have a government that is hell-bent on allowing women to abort their children in the vaginal canal at 9 months, are you telling me that you can't fathom that same government trafficking children? Are you that naive? Are you bankrupt?
Or the Biden regime, JJ, suing states like my state of Tennessee and others that don't want this LGBTQ garbage taught to the kids in books, that if I show these books on terrestrial television, you could be charged with a crime because the books are showing the 8 and 9 and 10 year olds in pictures how to sodomize each other. You can't show it on a terrestrial TV station like a book called It's Perfectly Normal, right? And the government, the Department of Justice, wants to sue and come after states. They want to say, we're not doing that. But yet they're going to freak out that Louisiana wants to put the Ten Commandments back on the schoolroom wall. But they want to sue a state to shut down LGBT curriculum. My state of Tennessee just passed legislation outlawing flying of the LGBTQ flag in the classrooms. You can't do that, right?
So when you have a government who is okay pushing the actual murder of a baby after birth, this is evil. This government that we have right now, and I don't care if you're a Democrat, independent, or Republican, I'm going to call them all out. When you have a government who stands down, if they're not doing something, the Republicans, and they're allowing these atrocities to take place, they're just as guilty and they have blood
Absolutely.
On their
hands. 100%.
So they can defund all of this. The NGOs can be defunded overnight. Mm-hmm. They can defund Border Patrol programs that aid and abet these illegal activities. They can hold accountable the airlines, the bus transport, all of these entities for transporting human trafficking. They refuse to do this. Why? It's because they're all in bed together or they don't have a backbone. But either way, this government is evil and this government no longer serves the people, and they need and must be replaced.
That's what the Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, after a long train of abuses that are not over trivial matters, we have the right to alter, abolish, and establish a new government that protects the liberties and freedoms of the people. That's what happens in the Constitutional Republic. What's this video you just sent me? Let me play this video before we let you go and go to Rebecca Walzer. Here's a video you just sent me. What is this?
So this is me and my team. This is me and my team of special ops guys. We were doing a mission on the border just recently. This was actually in January. This particular clip right here is showing we had already stopped and communicated with these people, and there was another 150 special interest aliens right down coming through the border. This is in Arizona. This is where we call no man's land. This is Sinaloa controlled. There's really no border patrol or police officers. It takes about 2 hours to drive into this particular sector, sat phones only. Those individuals that you saw on the side there, they all speak Farsi. That is from a Middle Eastern country. Mm-hmm. These guys are from, we communicate, we have bilingual staff and individuals. The NGOs were aiding and abetting these individuals. They were telling them what to do, what not to say. They had pictures that, where they had them holding up with a little camera with a no sign on it, so they couldn't show their face for us. 150 right down the way were all from Africa, from Yemen. This is very, very concerning. And then I sent you another video to show you the camp that's just about a half a mile up from there where the big gap is. This particular camp is in coordination, the NGOs being in coordination with the Sinaloa cartel. It's very clear. The Sinaloa cartel take them to this gap. They drop them off. They cross that little dirt road. That's where the Border Patrol is supposed to be driving through there. On the other side, there's this camp. And you will see the blankets from Red Cross, from the Children's Charities, from Catholic Charities. These charities are aiding and abetting terrorist activity. They are committing treasonous acts against the United States of America. And by the way, all funded on the taxpayers' back. This is illegal. It should be defunded and it should stop now.
Give your website, please, Christy.
Women Fighting for America, WFFA.WIN. But more importantly, JJ has joined our team because he understands what's at risk for this nation. Tom Renz. And we have some other special ops guys who have served this country in great capacity, and some sheriffs who are willing to come and spend some time with you a day to train you, not talk to you, but actually give you the tools you need to prepare for what's coming. And more importantly, how to take back this country legally, lawfully, and with the Constitution. Because make no mistake, Brandon, whether anything happens, whether Donald Trump gets into office or not, the Marxist, communist, globalist, evil individuals, they will never, ever stop coming for you.
That's and absolutely you have to right. Where's a website I can find out about that seminar and training?
Meetforamerica.org. That's meet, M-E-E-T, the number four, America.org.
Meetforamerica.org. And then, JJ, your website's right here. This is, you have Substack too, folks. This is treason.com. This is treason.com. When does the film come out?
We stop filming and recording in a month, and we go through editing, and will be released in the first week of September. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, and we look forward to having you back as you release more information about it, JJ.
That'll be great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, guys, for all you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, spread that. When we load that at worldviewtube.com tomorrow morning, spread that far and wide. We're going to go to Rebecca Walzer here in just a second.